Good morning, everyone.
各位弟兄姊妹早晨，好似系我同佢翻译多啲。今日好高兴咧，有Pastor Wing Huan嚟到同我翻译。嗱，我想话俾你听咧，Pastor Wing Huan咧，佢系一个 CBC 嚟嘅，即系佢系喺呢度出世、土生土长嘅。咁但系咧，佢今日咧就会同我听广东话，然后翻译英文。I'm glad today to have Pastor Wing Huan to be my translator. He is born in Canada, and he learned Chinese through the family. Yeah, I think he can read a few words, but he's good in listening and then do exactly the same thing. So we are very happy for him today to do this translation. You know what? We need to encourage him. The best way to encourage... Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Calvin, for that great introduction. So, 早晨, good morning.
他叫你们早晨，你们应该怎么说啊？是啦，我们感谢我们天父。2012年到今天呢，是最后一个礼拜日了。
So for 2012, this is the last week of the year.
在这个最后一个礼拜日里面呢，我们要很清楚，原来这个世界是未到世界末日的。
We have to be very careful that this last week is not the last days of this world.
在过往这几年里面呢，有些戏他经常说呢，有些电影他说2012年呢12月21号呢就是世界的末日了。
Through media and through movies, they've saying like for 2012, December 12th, December 21st is the last day of the year.
他们是根据一个族呢叫做玛雅族，他们的年历的周期里面呢是5125年，所以今年是最后一年了。
They've been following Mayan calendar, and based on this calendar, over the last 5,000 years, this year will be the last day of this world.
真的有些人信的哦。
And many people have believed in this.
他们有准备添的哦。
And they've actually made preparations as well.
但是我们今天已经知道原来世界未到末日了。
And we know today that the last days is not here today.
其他所讲的东西是100%的错。
And all these things, all these predictions are wrong.
今天我们唯有相信圣经，因为圣经里面所讲就是真真实实。
So what we do believe is, we believe in our Bible, because whatever is in the Bible is true.
所以在2012年里面，究竟我们有什么事可以感谢天父呢？
So what can we be thankful for 2012?
我们感谢天父是给我们有这么好的假期啊。
We've been thankful that we have this great holiday.
身心灵都健康啊。
Everyone's healthy and happy.
我们感谢天父给我们有健康的身体。
We've been thankful that we have this great health.
以致我们有精神力量去侍奉天父。
We have this energy and this passion to serve God.
感谢天父亦都俾我们能够呢可以享受家庭的温暖。
And we're also very thankful that we have family, warmth and love.
感谢天父亦都俾我们呢 在工作啊，在不同的地方里面呢，我们得到一些荣耀啊。
And we're also thankful that in our workplace, in our work jobs, we're happy. And what is?
譬如你升职加薪啊。
What about like in terms of like promotions?
譬如有啲嘢做得好好啦。
Something that you're doing very well.
人哋赞下你啦。
And people give you encouragement.
但我想问下咧，在座之中有边个今年系升咗职加咗薪嘅？请你举举手得唔得？
I'd like to ask anyone who's received promotions, you can raise up your hands.
系冇啊
？Anyone here?
得我同阿 Wing 两个咋？后边有啲啊。
There are some people here.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，你要喺你嘅工作里面做得更好先得噶。
So in this year, you have to do much better.
你要俾心机做好，以致你系最叻嗰个。
Put in more effort so that you be the best.
然后你攞住嗰个机会就话俾人听，我系一个基督徒，我愿意将荣耀归俾天父。
So you can take this opportunity and actually give God praise and glory.
所以2013年里边，你要写低呢个成为你嘅计划。
So in 2013, you have to write down your plans.
今年里边咧，我哋有几百人信咗主，300几人信咗主啊。
So this year we have many people who came to Christ at our church.
上个礼拜一个礼拜里面呢，我们有20人信主。
Just last week we have 20 people who came to Christ.
全教有20人信主。
In our church, 20 people came to know God.
我想问在座之中有边个你是今年里面信主的，请你站起身，我们可以来到，不是欢迎你啊，是为你高兴啊。今年里面信主的，请你站起身好吗？
Please stand up.
有吗？
You can all stand up.This is not a welcome.
有，我見到有啊。
To give you praise and give God glory.
我哋感謝主啊。
Thank you.
今年裏面亦都我哋有200幾位弟兄姊妹咧受浸。
So in our church we had over 200 people that were baptized.
有邊位你係今年受浸嘅？請你舉，請你起身好嗎？
受浸嘅。So all those who are actually baptized, please stand up.
今年受浸嘅。Wow, 我哋感謝天父啊。
Praise God.
好，你可以坐低啦。
Please be seated.
受浸係好開心嘅。
baptism is a great moment of joy.
你睇下以下呢一個教會咧，佢受浸都真係幾開心㗎。
We look back at the We are very thankful that this has not happened at our church. And hopefully in the future it will not happen.
We thank God for that.
Baptism is a very happy moment.
There
was one time that Bill Hybels was sharing.
It
was after baptismal service.
啲人好開心啊，送花影相啊。
Everyone was very happy, giving flowers and taking pictures.
但係 Bill Hybels 突然間見到個女仔咧坐咗喺度喺度喊啊。
So Bill Hybels, he noticed there's a woman that was actually crying.
咁佢就埋問佢點解你喊啊
？He walked up to her and asked, "Why are you crying?"
佢因為我媽媽今日浸禮，所以我喊。
And she replied, "Because today my mother was baptized."
咁浸禮應該好開心，點解你要喊咧
？So he said, "Baptism is a very happy moment. Why are you crying?"
佢話我為我媽媽祈禱咗五年，佢都唔肯信主啊。
Because I've been praying for 5 years, my mother did not come to know Christ. I prayed for 10 years and I feel that I was wasting my time. Then afterwards, I prayed for more than over 20 years and I felt I was being very foolish and absurd.
15 years.
For 15 years.
然後我為佢再祈禱咗19年，佢都冇聽。我覺得我完全唔需要祈禱，我係一個好蠢啊。
Then after 19 years, she says,I don't need to pray, but I am very foolish.
今日20年之後，我媽媽信主，所以我好開心，所以我喊。
But today, after 20 years of praying, my mother came to know Christ, and that is why I am crying.
弟兄姊妹，可能你為一啲嘅事祈禱咗10年、20年都好，仲未成功。
So sometimes when you pray, even after 20 years, you may not see the fruition.
唔好放棄。
Do not give up.
因為你一直祈禱耐嘅時候，神會聽到你哋祈禱。當呢樣嘢成功嘅時候，你會心裏邊有特別開心、特別嘅平安嘅。
Because God is patient and He will hear your prayers, and when He does answer your prayers, you will feel that joy and that contentment.
如果耶穌喺2010年真係翻嚟，真係世界末日嘅時候
，If Christ is coming back in 2012 and today is the end of the world,
你估你嘅生命會係點咧
？What do you think your life will be like？
你估你嘅計劃會係點樣咧？
Do you think your plans will change?
會唔會你所諗嘅嘢完全唔同曬啊
？Will you think the plans that you think that are actually coming will change?
你嘅心裏邊唔再係為你啲金錢財富嚟到著想。
No longer will be the things of this world and your desires.
你會諗下耶穌基督會點對我咧
？But you think what will Christ see me as?
今日我哋睇雅各書裏邊喺中間裏邊，我哋就睇到幾點，我哋可以點樣嚟到預備我哋自己。
So if we go through James, we can see certain things and passages where we can prepare ourselves.
特別喺進入新嘅一年裏邊
，especially in the new coming year.
我哋唔知耶穌基督翻嚟嘅日子係幾時
，because we do not know when Christ will come back.
但係要好好嘅預備
，but we have to prepare ourselves.
有三樣嘢我哋可以預備嘅。
So there are three things we would like to prepare you for.
第一樣我哋就喺神嘅面前嚟到信靠同埋信服佢。
So the first thing we want to surrender our plans to God.
第二樣我哋就係善用我哋嘅光陰。
So the next point is savior each moment for God.
第三樣我哋就係尋求神嘅心意。
The next point is seek the heart and the will of God.
剛才我哋讀雅各書第四章13節呢度講，佢話你們有説話，今天明天我們要往某城裏去，在那裏住一年作買賣得利，其實明天如何，你們還不知道。
So from a scripture reading, James 4:13-14. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to do this.Or that city. Spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why? You don't even know that what will happen tomorrow.
好多時我哋做計劃嘅時候，我哋都係以自我中心為主。
So many times when we make our plans, we have our own purpose in mind.
所以我哋做事就係憑自己嘅計劃去做啊。今天、明天我要。
So a lot of times when we think, we plan, we say, this is what we will do.
我要这样,
I want this and I want that.
然后我们走的路呢,
so when we make our own plans, we will say, I will go here, I will go there, and I will seek my needs.
我们生活呢,
so in our planning, we will say that we will live there for a year.
然后我们所选的工作等等都是用自己的方法，就是说，我要做一些买卖得利。
So when we choose even our businesses or occupations, we will sell and do business the way that we want.
当我们一切的计划都是以自己为中心的时候，我们就完全忽略了生命里面的意义，不知道生命原来好有限的。So
we realize when we choose our own needs, our own desires, we fail to realize that there is so much more in life that we can learn.
圣经说，明天会发生些什么，我现在都不知道的。
So what the Bible says, what happened today, we don't even know what will happen tomorrow.
那我怎么做计划呢?
So how can we plan?
有一个我看了一个故事。
So Pastor Calvin has actually found this story.
是50年前发生的。
It happened 50 years ago.
有一个人叫André François Ravé.
This is about the story about André Francis Ravé.
当时呢，他是47岁。
And at that time, she was 47 years of age.
在法国那里呢，他们很流行一样的东西。
So in France, they had this sort of mutual agreement.
就找到一个老的婆婆，这个婆婆叫Jean，她就90岁。
So she found an older woman, Jean, who was actually 90 years of age.
她就跟她立了一个约。So
then she made an agreement with her.
这个约就是怎样呢? 就是她每个月就给500元这个老人家。
So how this agreement works was like every month she would give $500 to this elderly woman.
一直给到这个老人家死为止。
She would continue to pay $500 per month until this elderly woman dies.
但是这个老人家几时死的时候呢?
But when this elderly woman dies,
她在法国有一座apartment,有一间apartment呢, 就要给了André的了。
So she has this apartment, so when she does pass away, she will give it to André.
计划得很精明啊。
This is a very good plan.
其实都挺好的,
it's a very good idea.
老人家呢,
so for the elderly woman, she has like $500 of income.
你给钱,她那个又有机会,可能她早点走,又快点拿到apartment。
So André, as she pays $500, she has this opportunity to invest in property.
大家都开心的。
So everyone is happy.
怎知呢,这个女人呢,就真的很长命。
However, this elderly woman lived a very long life.
她活到122岁啊。
She lived 122 years of age.
1997年才过身啊。
She passed away in
1997. 但是André呢,只是活到77岁,30年之后,77岁,她就死了。
But André, she only lived till 74 years old and she passed away.
所以,她在这30年里面,总共给了这个老人家呢,是184,000。
So in these 30 years, she had given $184,000.
但她从没住过这个apartment。
But she never actually lived in this apartment.
也都没拥有这个apartment。
And she never actually experienced it.
你知道原来我们计划将来呢? 我们是不知道明天会发生什么事。
So when we make our plannings, we don't know what will happen the day after.
所以当我们去计划我们人生计划明年的时候, 我们要有一些步骤啊。
So when we plan for this, next year or the after, we actually have to have a plan in mind.
第一样,我们要信靠和信服我们的神。
So first and foremost, we have to surrender your plan to God.
其实一人有一个梦想是很对的。
So it is actually very appropriate that everyone has their own dreams.
而且计划当中和梦想是没错的。
So it is not wrong to plan and to have dreams.
我们要计划我们的读书、我们的工作、我们的婚姻、我们的家庭、我们的度假、甚至乎我们的退休。
We have to plan for everything, whether plans for college, jobs, marriage, family, vacation, and even for retirement.
在我们读新约的时候，保罗每一次他的行程呢，他都有很多的计划的。
So we go through Acts, we see that Paul, wherever he goes, he is very concise and he has plans.
所以有计划、有梦想是好事。
So it is actually good to have plans and dreams.
但是做计划和梦想呢，有些计划是对的计划，有些是错的计划的。
When we have these plans, there are good plans and also poor planning.
当我们基督徒去计划的时候，我们要做对的计划。
So as Christians, we have to make sure that we have the right plans in place.
对的计划是怎么做呢?
So how do we do the right planning?
就是信靠信服神的带领。
So that we have to submit to God's will and plan.
我们要在神的面前每次做计划，我们都问呢，主若愿意啊。
So when we are before God, we have to ask if God wills.
我们要求神的允许。
We have to pray for God's approval.
所以每次保罗出埠的时候呢，他一定呢就讲以下几句说话喺 使徒行传第十八章第21节，佢就话神若许我。
So before, when Paul goes on any mission trip or everything, he prays to God, and we see this in Acts 18:21. He says, "God willing."
喺哥林多前书第一章十六节第七节，佢就话主若许我。
And also in 1 Corinthians 16:7, he says, "If the Lord permits."
原来当你讲主若愿意、主若许我嘅时候咧，你有两个信念喺中间嘅。
So when you say, if God willing, if God permits, you have two plans in mind.
第一，你就系知道神喺你生命里边有计划。
So that first, that you know that God has plans for you.
第二，你知道神咧就会用恩典嚟到介入你嘅计划嘅。
And secondly, that you know that God will intervene into your plans.
With grace and provision.
And He will provide with grace and provision in the planning.
所以当我哋咁样去计划嘅时候咧，我哋就会知道点样去顺服佢啦。
So that's why we know how we were to succeed.
错嘅计划又点样咧
？So how was the wrong planning?
错计划就系、是。我哋完全当神冇到，冇包括喺我哋嘅计划当中。
The wrong planning is that we totally ignore God and we don't include God in all our planning.
完全谂自己。
We put ourselves.
我哋完全冇花时间谂到神嘅事。
And we don't even think about what God wants for us in our lives.
甚至话俾佢听，你唔好理我啊。
And we even tell God.
我自己搞掂啊。
We can take care of ourselves. We don't need you.
当我哋嘅生命系顺服神嘅时候咧 ，you live a good life. 你一个好嘅生命生活。
So if you follow God, you can live a good life and a full life.
但原来当你完全同神反转行路嘅时候 ，opposite to 佢行，佢话要你东，你又去西，完全唔听佢话嘅时候。
But if you oppose God and follow in the opposite direction, if He goes tells you to go east, you go west.
你嘅生命就好似咁变咗 evil 啊。
Then your life is full of evil.
你将呢头先嗰个 live 呢个字读翻转就变 evil 啊。
So you flip it around and you know that your life is evil.
我哋有好多人，我哋真系唔听神嘅话，所以我哋不断嘅做一啲 evil， 做一啲唔好嘅嘢。
So a lot of times we don't notice this and we do things that are not right in God's eyes.
有一个年轻人，佢叫做 Henry Martin。
There's a young man called Henry Martin.
佢明白呢个道理。
He realizes meaning.
佢见到好多好有钱嘅、好有钱百万亿万富翁，佢哋唔开心噶。
He's seen a lot of rich people, millionaires, and they were not happy.
佢哋好多嘅忧虑。
And they have lots of headaches.
佢亦都见到好多嗰啲comedian 啊，灰系演喜剧嗰啲人咧，其实佢系最唔开心嘅人。
He also noticed that those who were actually performing comedians, they were the ones who were most unhappy.
Henry Martin 系一个好叻嘅人。
Henry Martin, he was very wise.
佢二十岁嘅时候喺Cambridge 大学里面读书，读数读得非常好。
At a young age of 20, he actually graduated from Cambridge studying mathematics.
有好多公司请佢做嘢。
A lot of companies hired him.
佢得到好多嘅赞赏。
And he received lots of praises from people.
但佢觉得呢啲只不过系好似一啲暴风烛影咁嘅啫，系一啲 shadow 嚟嘅。
And he thought this was very frivolous. It was only very shadowing.
所以佢谂咗一轮之后
，So after thinking a long time，
佢决定去印度呢个地方。
He planned to go to India.
二十四岁佢去到印度。
And he's only 20 years of age.
去到印度嘅时候，佢就喺神嘅面前，佢话：神啊，我愿意喺呢个地方里边烧尽为你。
So at 20 years of age, he says。Let me burn out for you.
在跟住嗰七年里边，佢将圣经翻译咗三种印度嘅文字。
So within those 7 years, he spent time translating the Bible into 7 different languages.
31岁佢就死喺印度。
And at 31 years of age, he died in India.
虽然好短嘅生命
，So even though that he lived a very short life.
但系佢所做嘅嘢影响咗好多好多嘅印度人。
But his life in his short life influenced many Indian people.
以弗所书第五章十四节话俾我哋听，所以主说：你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。
So Ephesians 5:14 tells us, this is why it is said, wake up sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
我哋有好多基督徒，我哋都有时系瞓着咗啊。
So many Christians, we too have fallen asleep.
甚至有更多未信主嘅人咧，佢哋更加瞓得迷迷蒙蒙啊
！And even people who do not believe, they sleep even deeper.
所以佢哋只系按住自己嘅感觉、自己嘅喜好做每一件事。
So they're based on their own desires and emotions to do their own things.
使徒话俾我哋听，我哋要醒来啊
！So Ephesians tells us that we must wake up.
呢度里边讲到死里边，其实唔系讲死，系讲我哋灵命喺嗰度咧昏睡咗、瞓咗觉。
So this is when he says death, it doesn't actually mean death, but it actually means that you're in spiritual downtime.
所以我哋要喺我哋个灵命里边瞓着咗，我哋要苏醒起嚟。
So it tells us that we should wake from our slumber.
然后基督嘅光就会照耀我哋。
Then the light of the gospel will shine through us.
你晚瞓眯埋眼，光系照唔到你嘅。
So when you're sleeping, The light cannot penetrate.
你要起身,
you must wake up.
你要wake up,
you must wake up.
圣经里面告诉我们, 神是掌管一切的,
so God tells us that we must take every opportunity.
在诗篇第139篇第16节那里说到, 你的眼早已看见了, 你锁定的日子, 我尚未到一日, 你都写在你的册上。
So David tells us in Psalms 139, You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life, I was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed.
你看到这个诗篇第139篇第1至第3节, 我一起读这段的经文出来, 1、2、3, 耶和华, 你已经监察我, 认识我, 我坐下, 我起来, 你都晓得, 你从远处知道我的意念, 我行路, 我躺卧, 你都细察, 你也深知我一切所行的, 我用英文读一次。
So let us read together Psalm 139, 1-3. You have searched me, Lord. You know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways.
其实我们一生无论大事细事都在神的掌握当中。
So all things, whether big or small, are in the hands of God.
所以将你自己来到信，被神完全的奉献给神，是一件好事来的。
So when you serve God, it is actually a good thing.
因为祂给最好的你。
Because He gives you His best.
雅各书继续教导我们要珍惜和善用光阴。
So James also tells us that we must savor each moment for God.
他说你们的生命是什么呢?你们原是一片的云雾,出现少时就不见了。
So James 4, verse 14 tells us, What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
今天很冷,我们出去口淡气的时候,你都看到自己的呼吸的,是吧?
So today, it is actually quite cold, so when you exhale, you see your own breath.
但一会儿,这个霞气就没了。
But after a while, this mist disappears.
圣经里面说,其实我们人生都是这样的。
So the Bible tells us, our life is exactly the same thing.
很短的。
It is very short.
诗篇第39篇第4节那里说,耶和华,求你叫我晓得我身之中我寿数几何,叫我知道我的生命不长。
Psalm 39, verse 4 tells us, Show me, Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is.
在诗篇90篇,大家都读过,原来我一生里面,我们好像一个叹息一样,劳苦愁烦。
So Psalms 90, verse 9 and 10 tells us that we are like a mist and we actually pass away very quickly.
转眼成空啊,
so after a while, our lives are actually ending with a moan.
里面就是很不开心的,
we are full of trouble and sorrow.
有一个, comedian, 即是那些, comedian, 你知道吗? 讲笑的那些人啊,
so there's a comedian and he likes to tell jokes.
他经常喜欢讲一些人很短命的。
He likes to laugh at people who have short lives.
有一次呢,
so one time he entered a bar.
他就见到一个年轻人坐在酒吧里面,望着自己的那个饮品,望了半个钟头。
So he saw this young man who was so focused at staring at his drink of wine.
于是他就走过去,拍他的膊头。
So he came by him and just slapped him on the shoulder.
接着拿起他的杯子就喝了。
So he took his drink and gulped it.
接着坐在这个男人就开始哭了。
So the man that was sitting there started crying.
这个 comedian 就不是挺好意思,他说,对不起,我买过另一个 drink 给你,我买过另一杯东西给你了。
So the comedian felt ashamed, he was like, oh, sorry, I feel bad, let me buy another drink.
这个男人说,不用了。
So this man says, don't worry about it.
他说,生命好苦啊。
He said, life is very difficult, it is very sad.
他说,为什么不开心法啊?
He says, why is it so terrible?
他说,我今早起床呢,起得迟。
So today, when I woke up, I woke up late.
我回到公司,老板就炒了我鱿鱼。
I got to work, and I was fired.
我走出去公司之后,想拿我的车,我的车被人偷了。
So when I left to drive my car home, it was stolen.
于是我自己的士回家了。
So I had to go hail a taxi.
但是我又跌了个银包。
And left my wallet in the taxi.
我回到家的时候,我老婆带着儿子走了,因为知道我没有工作。
So when I returned home, my wife took away my kids because they realized I had no job.
所以我很苦啊。
That's why my life is very terrible.
我想死啊,
That's why I want to die.
但是正话你将我的毒药喝了。
That is why you just drank my cup of poison.
所以人生很短很苦。
That's why life is very short and very painful.
既然人生咁短嘅时候，我哋应该要点做呢？
So since life is so short, what should we do?
以弗所书第五章十五至十六话俾我哋听：你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今嘅世代邪恶。
Ephesians 5:15-16 tells us, "Be very careful in how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil."
So in a 短促嘅人生里边，圣经教导我哋要爱惜光阴。
So in the shortness of life, we're actually told to savor our moment.
我哋中国人有句说话叫做一寸光阴一寸金，寸金难买寸光阴。
There's a Chinese proverb and a saying, and it says, an inch of time is equal to an inch of gold, but an inch of gold cannot buy an inch of time.
我们都会很明白，用钱是买不到时间回来的。
So we realize, even with money, we cannot buy time.
特别用钱是买不到生命回来的。
Especially, we cannot use money to buy life.
这个光阴这个字不是只是讲时间。
So savoring is not always referring to time.
有时它也都讲到一些机会。
It also talks about opportunities.
有啲機會行過，我又冇攞住嘅時候，就錯失咗個機會啊。
Some opportunities, if you don't take advantage of it, it'll be gone and it'll be lost.
我基督徒好多機會去傳福音，但係我哋好多時錯失呢個機會。
So as Christians, we have many opportunities to share the gospel, but we don't take advantage of it.
所以把握機會去做更多為主做嘅事。
So that's why we should take every opportunity to serve God.
你知道你二三十岁做嘅嘢咧，你到你五六十岁以后咧，可能做唔到噶啦。
So what you did in the 20s or 30s, you cannot do when you were in your 40s or 50s.
廿几年前，我喺 Richmond 有一间屋个 driveway 都好大，我一个人可以铲晒成个 driveway， 再帮埋隔篱铲都得噶。
20 years ago, Pastor Calvin had a house in Richmond Hill, and it was a very large property. He would shovel his own lot, and he also had enough strength to shovel his neighbor's lot.
昨天咧，我只系可以铲到四分之一我 driveway， 我已经顶唔顺啦。
Just yesterday, Pastor Calvin was shoveling only a quarter of his driveway, and he was already very tired.
当嗰个机会有啲事你唔做到嘅时候，你就错失咗佢。
So once you lose this opportunity, it'll be lost.
会唔会你第日喺天堂上边你会好孤单呢？因为你冇叫人冇带人信主啊。
So in heaven, will you be very saddened because you didn't take this opportunity to share Christ with others?
我话俾你听，天堂唔会孤单嘅。
But I tell you, in heaven there will be no sorrows.
系快乐嘅一个地方。
It'll be full of joy and happiness.
圣经话俾我听，有两种嘅人，一种叫愚昧人，一种叫智慧嘅人。
So Bible tells us there are two people, the wise and the unwise.
智慧嘅人系点样嘅咧
？So how are the wise men?
智慧嘅人咧系谨慎行事嘅 ，careful 嘅。
So the person who is wise, they are very careful.
愚昧嘅人咧就倒翻转，就系唔小心嘅。
So the unwise are very uncareful.
做好多嘢都冇好好嘅计划。
So whatever they do has no planning.
甚至计划当中里边咧冇神喺当中嘅。
So whatever they're planning does not involve God.
点解我哋要谨慎行事呢
？So why do they take advantage of this?
点解要爱惜光阴呢
？Why do they savor the moment?
圣经话因为现今嘅世代邪恶。
Because it tells us these days are evil.
圣经里面亦都讲到咩叫愚顽人呢
？The Bible tells us a fool says in his heart there is no God.
愚顽人就系话心里边冇神嗰啲就系一啲愚顽人啊。
Because these are people who believe that there is no God.
所以圣经话俾我听，要点样成为一个聪明智慧嘅人呢
？So the Bible does tell us how we can be like a wise person.
箴言第一章第七节 ，Proverb.
So this is in Proverbs verse 1 verse 7.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧同埋粪秽。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
剛才我們看到要愛惜光陰這個字呢，原來愛惜這個字的原文是贖回這解啊。
So we got to make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
那個愛惜那個字呢，就是說呢，去贖回買回來啊， you redeem it back.
So it tells us we have to redeem these moments.
神給了我們很多的機會，很多的時間。
So God has given us many opportunities and lots of time.
我們浪費了。
But we always waste it.
所以你而家要咧用尽你嘅力量去将呢一样嘢 redeem 翻嚟，赎回翻嚟啊
！So we have to use our strength and opportunity to redeem these times.
神俾我哋有好多嘅嘢都系越嚟越多，越嚟越多嘅。
So whatever God gives us, it becomes more and more.
除咗时间同埋资源啊
，But it is without time or efforts or natural resources.
所以我哋要好嘅爱惜呢个时间。
So we have to take advantage of these times.
因为现今嘅世代邪恶
，Because the days are evil.
十月十一日发生了一件令我们个人都心痛的一件事。
So on December 11th, 2012, there was a very disheartening moment for everyone.
这个小镇里面, 一天里面有
In Newtown, Connecticut, there were 20 children that were assassinated.
当美国总统奥巴马来到讲一番说话的时候，他用咗好多嘅圣经嘅说话嚟安慰好多嘅人。
So the President of the United States, Obama, actually encouraged many people using scriptures from the Bible.
他说这些小孩今日已经在天上边，神来照顾他们。
And he says that today, in heaven, God has already taken care of these children who have been lost.
他们在那里很开心。
They are actually very happy in heaven.
他说当 在世界上受苦的时候，我们是悲哀的。
So while we are in heaven, on earth, we are suffering.
但是当去到天上面的时候，就一切不需要忧虑。
But in heaven, we do not have to worry.
他说 Newtown 这个地方是一个很小的镇来的。
So this place, Newtown, is a very small village.
他们连棺材都不够。
And they didn't even have enough coffins to go around.
但是这个小镇带给我们一个很好的一个教训。
But this small village has taught us one good thing, that this world has love.
全世界有很多的慰问，很多的食物，点心，饮料，等等，玩具，都送来这个New Town那里。
Because there is love, because many people around the world, from neighboring cities and states, they've sent their love, food, care, and concern to the family.
这些小孩的父母有好些站出来，他说我宽恕人，我爱其他的人。
So like what these people have said, the parents who've actually been suffering, they have shown forgiveness and love to the people who have affected them. So if we take every opportunity to share Christ, there will be less pain, less suffering, less evil in this world.
会不会在2013年里面，我们好好地利用我们的时间，我们寻求神的旨意？
So in 2013, do you have plans to actually follow God's will?
在圣经里面，以弗所书第5章17节，他说：不要作糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
So Ephesians 5, verse 17 tells us, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
明白神的教训，明白神的旨意，是一件很重要的事。
To understand God's words, commands, is a very important thing in your life.
但是神怎样令我们明白他的旨意呢？
But how can we get God to understand what we want?
神会给他圣灵来感动我们。
God will give us His wisdom and His understanding.
神亦都在罗马书12章第1至第2节已经教了我们怎样去明白他的旨意了。
So how do we understand God's will? It is already written to us in Romans 12:1-2.
那里告诉我们要做三件事。
So there it tells us three things.
第一，你要完全的奉献，将你自己奉献给神。
So the first thing, you have to completely offer everything to God, your life and your spirit.
作为一个活祭, living sacrifice.
And offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
第二样就要不要效法这个世界。
And the second thing is, do not conform to the patterns of this world.
世界里面有很多的使命与地位，但是要我们付上我们自己很多的东西的。
So in this world, it offers power, prestige, and money.
甚至要我们做一些evil的东西。
But the things that we do in this world are evil.
不要效法世界。
And we're not to conform to the things of this world.
第三，我们要心意更新。
And the third point is, renew your heart and your mind.
将我们的心指向神。
And our heart should be directed towards God.
亲近神。
To be close to God.
当你做了这三样东西的时候，你就能够去察验神的旨意，明白神的旨意是怎样。
So once you've actually done these three things, you will know what God's good and perfect will is.
雅各书第4章15节告诉我们，你们只当说，主若愿意，我就可以活着，也可以作这事，或作那事。
So look back at James 4:15 and it tells us, instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
在2013年里面，我希望弟兄姊妹多讲这句说话。主若愿意的时候，我就可以这么做。
So I hope in 2013 that you will say that if it is the Lord's will, that we will follow and do this and do that.
上两个月咧，我喺香港一个成品书店里面买咗本书，叫做《黄雪红的故事》。
So like Pastor Calvin recently went to like Asia and he picked up this book called The Testimony of Cher Wang.
呢位姊妹将佢嘅见证写咗喺呢本书里边。
This sister in Christ, she actually wrote down her testimony and put it in this book.
黄雪红是谁呢?
But who is Cher Wang?
她是一个很出名的人。
She is very popular and outspoken.
她是台湾的首富，最有钱的人，台湾。
She's actually the wealthiest person in Taiwan.
其实她爸爸都是台湾很有钱的，叫王永庆。
Actually, her father is also very wealthy and lives in Taiwan.
佢從細嘅時候，爸爸媽媽就帶佢去禮拜堂裏邊。
Even from youth, her parents have brought her to church.
所以佢對聖經都有啲了解。
So she has some understanding of what her Bible is about.
但佢唔在意，佢冇真係放喺心裏邊。
But she's never put a deep relationship with God.
十五歲佢嚟到美國讀書。
So at 15, she went to the States to study.
佢想去讀音樂。
And she wanted to study music.
但入咗讀嘅時候，發覺自己唔係呢個材料啊。
But after going to study, she felt that music was not her passion.
所以佢讀電腦 computer science.
So she went to study 電腦 and computer science.
讀完書之後讀得好好。
So after that, she was very successful.
喺佢家姐嘅電腦公司裏邊做又做得好好。
So in her sister's electronics store, she did very well.
然後跟住佢就建立咗幾間好大好大嘅公司。
And she established very large companies.
出電話出電腦。
Producing like telephones and computers.
在他一直去做工的时候，他是一个很肯做、很勤力、很 push、很搏的一个人。
So at work, she was very efficient. She was very hardworking and very determined.
但在当中里面，他发觉他开始缺乏休息。
But while in the midst of her business, she realized there was a flaw.
睡不着。
She couldn't sleep.
生活又不开心。
And she was not happy.
有一晚他打电话给他姐姐，他说我很不开心。有咩方法咧？你可以幫我。
So one night she was very troubled and she called her sister. Is there anything that you can help me with?
佢姐姐話：你睇聖經啦，你祈禱啦。
So her sister told her, read the Bible and pray.
因為睇聖經同埋祈禱都瞓唔到。
So even after praying and reading the Bible, she still could not sleep.
後來佢終於有一晚睇到一句説話。
So one night she actually found this one passage.
他必使我安然睡覺。Yeah, he make me sleep well.
You make me sleep well.
佢聽完之後咧，攞住呢句話，佢就去瞓，真係瞓得到。
So after she read this passage, she was able to have good and deep sleep.
於是乎，由嗰日開始，佢就好俾心機去讀聖經。
So from that moment on, she started to spend time reading and studying God's word.
喺個公司裏邊做工裏邊，佢經常講一句説話，就係主若願意啊。
So even in a workplace, she says, "If God willing."
佢喺公司裏邊每個禮拜都有三個嘅下午嘅祈禱會。
So within the week at her company, she has 3 prayer meetings.
每一次公司裏面有大事做嘅時候咧，佢都要祈禱求神點做。
Whenever there's a big project or assignment, she always prays prior to that.
所以佢喺呢本書裏面有好多嘅地方裏面，佢就係感謝神、讚美神。
So in her book, there are many moments where she thanks God and she praises God for everything.
弟兄姊妹會唔會喺以後嘅日子裏面，你喺你嘅工作崗位裏面做得更好，以致有好多機會嚟到見證同埋榮耀神
？So in 2013.Brothers and sisters, do you have plans to share Christ and take every opportunity to love God?
2013年裏面會唔會你喺以下三樣嘅事情會做得更多
？So in 2013, are there 3 things or areas would you want to actually improve on?
第一樣係祈禱。
First thing is prayer.
第二樣係讀聖經。
Second is reading the Word.
第三樣就係行善。
And thirdly is doing good.
我哋要读经读圣经，因为圣经里边话俾我哋听咧，哥罗西书第四章二节，佢话你哋要恒切嘅祷告，在此警醒嘅感恩。
We can learn about prayer in the Bible from Colossians 4:2. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful.
感恩系要恒切，系要警醒，同埋要有感恩嘅。
So when you pray, there is thankfulness, there is patience, and there is also acceptance.
我相信好多弟兄姊妹你都祈祷。你有好多嘅需要，你就话俾神听，我有咁多需要，请你听，请你做晒佢啦。
So when you often pray, you would actually give your list to God. Please do this, please do this, do this for me.
但系其实我哋应该学习多喺神嘅面前里边，神啊，究竟你想我点咧？你想想我咁做咧？求神嘅带领。
But instead of asking, we should actually ask God, How can I do this for you? How can I improve for you?
我哋教会有好多嘅祈祷会。
In our church, we have many prayer meetings.
但我哋喺祈祷会当中里边人数唔够一百人，广东堂。
But in the Cantonese, we have prayer meetings, but it is never exceeding 100 people.
但每次祈祷我哋都好开心，因为咧真系神听我哋祷告嘅。
But often when we do pray, there's a lot of happiness because God does answer prayers.
但我好相信，如果我哋更多弟兄姊妹一齐翻嚟参加祈祷会，神俾我哋恩典，神嘅指引会更大。
But I also know that if more and more of you guys do come and pray.We'll experience more of God's blessings and His joy.
2013年，我希望有更多弟兄姊妹，你话神啊，我要参加教会祈祷会，我要嚟喺教会里边一齐弟兄姊妹一齐同心嘅祈祷。
So in 2013, I hope that you guys will all come together in one faith, one spirit in prayer to come to actually seek God.
要读圣经系要用时间嘅。
So when we read the Bible, it takes time and effort.
喺诗篇里边话俾我听，你嘅话系我脚前嘅灯，是我路上的光。
So Psalms. 119:105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light on my path."
原來光係好緊要嘅。
So light is actually very important.
冇光照你嘅時候，你可能行咗條黑路嘅。
So without light, you can be walking down a very dark path.
我早排咧，一個月前咧，我去咗中國探 Pastor Guan。
A month ago, Pastor Calvin went to China to visit Pastor Guan.
Pastor Guan 喺一個學校嘅宿舍嗰度住。
So Pastor Guan lives in a residence in a school.
然後咧，佢就安排咗我喺另外一座宿舍嘅五樓嗰度有個房間嚟到住。
So Pastor Kwan actually arranged for a sleeping arrangement for Pastor Calvin in another residence in another area.
咁夜晚我翻去宿舍嘅時候咧，嗰座樓咧係冇電梯嘅。
So Pastor Calvin lives on the fifth floor, but there are no elevators.
好舊嘅，我只可以由樓梯嗰度喺下邊慢慢行上去。
It's a very old building. In order to reach the fifth floor, you have to go around a flight of stairs.
但成條樓梯咧都黑掹掹冇燈嘅。
But for the whole flight of stairs, there are no lights and it's in darkness.
我個 iPhone 又冇咗電。
So Patrick Calvin's phone has no light, no battery.
我只有摸住墻牆數住去到幾多樓。
So blindly, he's actually walking the stairs and just counting first floor, second floor, fifth floor.
第二朝我問 Pastor Guan， 嗰度冇電，你可唔可以借個電筒俾我啊？
So Pastor Calvin asked Pastor Kwan next day, "Is there a flashlight that I can borrow so that I can see?"
Pastor Kwan, 唔使噶。
So Pastor Kwan says, "Don't worry about it. You don't need it."
你只要行到每一层咧，你拍下手掌就得噶啦。
Pastor Kwan says, "You don't need a flashlight. All you need to do is go to the certain stairwell and just clap your hands, and the light will open."
原来嗰啲灯系有声，佢就会着噶啦。
So the lights are actually sound activated. So when you clap your hands, the light will shine.
原来灯光系对我哋咁紧要噶。
So realize.Light is very important in our lives.
当你将神嘅话语读喺心里边嘅时候，你行路咧，神嘅话语就会指引你一生嘅路。
So once you put scripture into your heart, God's light will shine through you and direct you on the right path.
冇神嘅话语光照你，你就好容易撞黑啊，碰着黑噶啦。
Without God's word, without God's shining, you will actually bump into corners and dark places.
弟兄姊妹，我有好嘅读圣经啊。
So, brothers and sisters, I encourage you to read our Bible.
有两种读圣经嘅人噶喎。
There are two types of different people who read the Bible.
一種咧就好似蝴蝶咁樣嘅。
One is like the butterfly.
蝴蝶咧就中意咧飛嚟飛去，呢個花落一落，跟住又飛去第二個花，跟住又飛去第二個花，周圍飛嚟飛去嘅。
So as butterflies like to flutter from one place to the other place and to the next.
我哋讀聖經其實都有時都需要好似蝴蝶咁樣嘅。
So sometimes.
成卷聖經讀下呢度，讀下嗰度，呢度睇下呢啲書，這個題目我研究下咁。
So sometimes we should actually be like the butterfly. When we read scripture, we should open up and read one passage and read the next one, so they can understand a more general idea of our Bible.
同埋多啲睇唔同題目嘅書。
That way, when we read different books or different chapters, we have more understanding.
但係讀聖經亦都要咧係有深入嘅讀。
So another thing that we read the Bible, we should be deeply rooted in the Word.
就好似蜜蜂咁樣，蜜蜂咧去到一個花嘅時候，佢就唔走噶啦。喺嗰度咧，務求攞曬嗰啲蜜啊，或者喺嗰度，總之做好多嘢，佢先要走嘅。
But when we read the Bible, we should also be like honeybees. So honeybees, they actually go to the certain flower and they suck up all the from the nectar and actually spend time to be deeply rooted in the flower.
我哋讀聖經要深而廣。
So when we read the Bible, we should be deeply rooted.
我亦都要行善。
So we should also, next thing is doing good.
那个书告诉我们听，人若知道行善却不去行呢，这就是他的罪了。
So James 4:17 tells us, if anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them.
我们有时以为行恶即是做坏事呢就是罪啦。
Normally when we think that when people are actually doing evil, they're actually sinning.
而圣经就说你不行善都是罪啊。
But it tells us, if we are not doing good, that is sin.
讲大话说谎是罪，但是知道真相而不讲出来呢，原来都是罪来的。
We know that lying, cheating and stealing is a sin. But when we know that we are not doing the right thing, that is also sin.
所以在2013年里面，我们要多行善。
So in 2013, we must put more effort in doing good.
行善的意思不是只是周济，乃是要呢带多啲人行喺神嘅路上边。
But doing good isn't the normal everyday things. But doing good involves bringing others to Christ.
我睇咗一个关于Jim Cymbala 牧师嘅一个故事。
Pastor Calvin found a story about Pastor Jim Cymbala.
Jim Cymbala 喺美国纽约嘅 Brooklyn Tabernacle 嗰度做牧师。
He's actually a pastor in New York in Brooklyn Tabernacle Church.
我去过呢个地方，这个地方其实系一啲咧好多流浪汉出入嘅地方嘅。
This is a very lower class of the neighborhood, and it's in the slums.
有一次聚会完咗之后 ，Jim Cymbala 谂住离开礼拜堂。
So So after service, Pastor Jim was after service, he was going to leave.
所有人走了,
everyone had already left.
但在禮拜堂裡面呢,
but there's one person in the pew that was just sitting there.
這個男人看起來50多歲,
that gentleman at that time was about maybe 50.
穿得很髒,
he was very poorly dressed, and most likely he was homeless.
所以 Pastor Jim 想著買去, 可能或者打發他走就算了,
so Pastor Jim says, maybe I'll just get him to leave.
他走過去就問他,
so he was going to walk over and ask, what is your name?
那個人說我叫David,
so the man says, my name is David.
他說你住在街住了多久啊?
So he asked him, how long have you lived on the streets?
他說住了6年啊,
I lived there for 6 years.
你今年多大啊?
And he asked him, how old are you this year?
我今年32歲,
this year I am 32 years of age.
你昨晚睡在哪裡啊?
he asked him, last night, where did you sleep? I lived in a broken down car.
專問完之後呢,就諗住喺個袋裡面呢,攞少錢俾佢,等佢可以買嘢食然後打發佢走嘅.
So in his mind, Jim was going to just reach in his pocket and just give him money so that he can leave.
但呢個David,我唔需要你嘅錢.
But David says, I don't need your money.
我需要你頭先講到嗰個耶穌.
But what I do need is a Christ that you preached about.
他說我這些人很快會死的了。
For people like me, homeless, we don't have much of a life.
但你說這個耶穌呢,
but this Jesus you spoke about can really change and transform lives.
他說我想需要這件事。
And he says, I need that.
哇, 但是當時 Pastor Jim呢, 跟他聊天的時候, 發覺這個人的身體呢,
so while his conversation, Pastor Jim realized that David had his very bad body odor.
所以他跟他聊天的時候一直要呢,另一下頭來吸下新鮮空氣的。
So every time he spoke to David, he would speak to him very abruptly, and afterwards he'd hold his breath and catch your breath.
但當 Pastor Jim 聽到他說原來他需要耶穌的時候, Pastor Jim 心裡面好難過。
Afterwards, after sharing Christ, he realized it was very difficult.
他原本我想只是想打發他走啫。
At first, he just wanted to get him to leave.
但其實這個人根本就神差派他入來,叫他入來, 要得罪耶穌的。
But he realized that God actually called David to come to this church so that he might know him.
所以Jim很感動就抱著他。
So Jim was very moved and he hugged David.
但他突然覺得他這個人的臭味其實是很香。
Afterwards, he realized that this odor that David once had became a fragrance.
因為心裡面有一句說話,
because there's a saying.
就是神對他說,
and God told him this.
神說如果你不喜歡這個味道,我不能夠用你啊。 因為我放你在這裡就是為了照顧這些人。
And he said, like if you cannot comprehend the smell and you can't take it in, then you have failed your purpose here, because I've called you to take care of for these people.
Pastor Jim 幫了David.
So Pastor Jim helped David.
David 後來呢, clean up 了自己啊。
So David improved his image.
And cleaned 靚, up. 後生翻, 靚翻。
He was more presentable and looked even younger.
結果後來呢, 這個David成為了這個church裡面的一個傳道人。
Eventually, David became one of the pastors at this church.
會不會我們在我們生命裡面,我們有很多的機會,是我們可以行善,我們沒有把握,我們應該在重生年裡面把握這些機會?
So were there many opportunities that you have failed to do good when you should have?
弟兄姊妹,在新的一年裡面,做三樣的事。
So brothers and sisters in Christ, there are three things I would like you to do.
祈禱,讀聖經,行善。
First one is prayer. Do devotions, read the Bible, and thirdly, is to do good works.
行善就是去關心其他的人。
And to care for the needs of others. That is what good works is.
與整個城北華基,我們有成4,000-5,000人,我們都做這個呢, 很快就有更多人來到這裡地方裡面信主和受洗。
So at our church, we have over 4,000 people, and if we continue to do these three things, we will actually be able to reach out more people for Christ.
我願意用以下這個呢,一個video呢, 來conclude今天的訊息, 希望這個video對你有一些的提示。
There's a short video that we want to conclude this service with, and we hope that this will change your heart.
Last year, over $500 billion was spent on Christmas, while half of the world had yet to hear of Christ's name. This year, let's make a difference. If we give just 1% of $500 billion, we could build more than 400,000 churches overseas. Or supply clean water to everyone in India, Nepal, and Sri Lanka. Or even give a Bible to every person around the world. This year, share Christ and change the world one gift at a time.
What do you share Christ, change the world one gift at a time? What do you 向很多人要分享耶稣基督?
So we must share Christ and change the world one gift at a time so we can reach out to many people for Christ.
当有难阻的时候,我们以祷告,依靠主。
So when things go wrong, we have to trust in God.
这样的时候,我们个人都有平安在我们心里面。
So that way, we can always have peace in
our hearts.
So let us all rise and sing this hymn.
这个平安是来自主耶稣基督，当我们有耶稣基督在我们生命里面，这个平安就与你同在。So
this is a peace that is from God that will give us hope.
There's a peace in my heart that the world never gave, a peace it cannot take away. Trials of life may surround like a cloud, I've a peace that has come there to stay. Constantly abiding, Jesus is mine. Constantly abiding, rapture divine. Leaves me lonely, whispers oh so kind, I will never leave thee, Jesus is mine. All the world seems to sing of a Savior and King, when peace sweetly came to my heart. How glorious thou art, constantly abiding, Jesus is mine, constantly abiding, rapture divine, he never leaves me
Let us pray.
Dear Heavenly Father,
we give you all thanks.
我们能够听到你的话语。
We're able to hear your word.
我愿意放在心里面。
We're able to put it in our hearts.
教导我们来到顺服神的带领。
So may you continue to teach us to follow your word and
爱惜光阴。
May we continue to take every opportunity.
寻求神的旨意。
And to seek your will.
多祈祷。
And spend more time in prayer.
多读经。
And actually spend more time in your word.
多行事。
And more of doing good works.
多谢天父。
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
祈祷奉主的名求。
In your name we pray.
阿们。
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
We 感谢天父俾今日咧咁多个